And together we will make America powerful again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America healthy again. We will make America strong again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And we will make America great again. Thank you, New York. God bless you. God bless you all. Thank you.
Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. A River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 5 days a week, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, Dimitri live and dangerously local. Thursdays and Fridays, Dimitri Encore and dangerously local. Steve Novotny, 5 days a week, 3 p.m., 6 p.m. Eastern Time, all right here, the River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the mighty 1290 and the sturdy 1430, the audio path of totality. And now, Dimitri, live and dangerously local, is also the force multiplier of truth. Thank you. All right. So I rebooted kind of, sort of, my state-of-the-art podcaster board. Now, I don't know if this is going to work with the audio here, but I'm going to give this a try because God only knows what's going to happen here next. So this is an audio clip that I have for you. Tom Holman, speaking of Trump and making America great again and safe again and all that. And boy, this is one major badass. I am so glad that he is guarding our southern border. So he was on Sunday on this week. Let's see if we can get this thing to work. Hold on.
As you just mentioned,
yes,
the numbers are way down. I mean, they are dramatically down.
They are down. Illegal entry is down 96%. What's the most impressive is known gotaways under Joe Biden, you know, were on average 1,800 people a day across the border, weren't apprehended, weren't processed, weren't vetted. We don't know who they are, where they came from. That's a huge national security issue. Known gotaways are down to, you know, double digits now. But, you know, we're not going to be satisfied to that known gotaways down to zero. We're going to secure that border, make sure no public safety threats or national security threats cross that border and get away. So, look, you know, like we knew what would happen as we secure the southern border, the land border. Some of these groups are going to take to the maritime. They're going to take to the water. So, we're, you know, we got the Coast Guard. You got CBP Maritime Patrol. We're going to have the Navy out there looking at the maritime. And, again, it's just not about illegal immigration. It's about people who come to this country to do us harm. It's public safety threats, national security threats. You look under the Biden administration, we had over 400 people on terrorist watch lists that were arrested trying to sneak in the country. But we got 2.2 million gotaways under Joe Biden. 2.2 million people paid more to get away. They could have paid less money, just get to the border, turn themselves over to a Border Patrol agent, get released within 24 hours, get a free airline ticket to the city of their choice, get a free hotel room, get 3 meals a day, get free medical care, and get work authorization in 90 days. So why did more than 2 million people pay more to get away? They don't want to be vetted. They want to be fingerprinted. We're going to secure the border, both the land border and the maritime border, to make sure these public safety threats and national security threats will get in the country. So we'll use these assets as long as we can till we get to the point where we have total operational control of the border, and national security threats have no avenue into this country.
God bless him. God bless Trump. I think that is great. I've got lots of issues, lots of concerns regarding East Ohio Regional Hospital. Lots and lots of issues. Lots of other people do as well. And I want to read Kirk Cross's statement that he posted on Facebook. But before I do, full disclosure here, I love Bridgeport Equipment and Tool. It's a wonderful company. Their store here in the valley is in Bridgeport. It's right across from Herb Electric. And Bridgeport Equipment and Tool, you might not know this. In fact, you probably don't. I didn't know this. They have 11 stores. 11 across three states. Ohio, West Virginia, Kentucky. This is an amazing company, this Bridgeport Equipment and Tool. Well, the Bridgeport store has this wonderful sale. They all have wonderful sales going on. In fact, might want to go to all of the stores. But Bridgeport Equipment and Tool in Bridgeport, right across from Herb Electric, has this wonderful sale going on right now with steel products. Steel is spelled STIHL. It's this great company, German company, top quality equipment, an absolutely top quality equipment. And the sales that they have right now at Bridgeport Equipment and Tool, unbelievable. Steel FSA 57 battery trimmer, price $229. And with that, you get a free extra battery valued at $140. It's a steal. The Steel FS 56 RCE gas trimmer, the regular price, $230, sale price, $199. You're saving more than $30. It's a steal. The FSR91 gas trimmer, regular price $360, sale price $330. You save $30. The gas trimmer, it's a steal. And the self-propelled battery lawnmower, the Steel RMA510V self-propelled battery lawnmower, $800. And with that, you get a free battery valued $300. It's a steal. Bridgeport Equipment and Tool, right across from Herb Electric. Go there. Tell them Dimitri sent you. Look for Zach or for Gage or Alex or Haley or all any of the other Ross, any of the other people there. They're all wonderful people. Tell them Dimitri said, hey, and get these values if you care at all about your lawn care, anything connected with that. It's a steal. Next, East Ohio Regional Hospital. That is absolutely the Belmont Buzz.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Why should you want to know?
Does anybody actually believe this Doc Johnson regarding anything anymore? This is the same Doc Johnson who was going to create this wonderful loft type of development, the Wheeling Pit building, and the city of Wheeling with former Mayor Glenn Elliott, who was a gopher for the former Ku Klux Klansman. And the Wheeling City Council said, oh, we'll build you a parking garage. You won't be connected to the lofts, but it'll be close enough, maybe, sort of, kind of. So let's build another useless white elephant parking garage in Wheeling, and that'll help with the development. Well, this Doc Johnson, who is the owner, I guess, of the Wheeling Pit building, never decided to go ahead with this project. So it's just sitting there on Market Street, and Market Street is all torn up. Oh, my God, is this thing ever going to be fixed? Jesus. I mean, what a clown show all of this is. Well, this is the same Doc Johnson that is the owner of this failed, pathetic East Ohio Regional Hospital. And I don't hear anybody in Wheeling, the mayor or city council, going, oh, we got a problem here. And, of course, the local media is not going to say anything because it's all propaganda press. But I'm going, hey, excuse me, are you not paying attention? This is the same guy here. What do we really know about this Doc Johnson other than the propaganda press, you know, just extolling all of his virtues? I'm looking at the Wheeling Pit project, and it's been nothing for years. The city builds them a brand new parking garage. For what? The thing is going to sit empty? It's like the Robert C. Byrd intermodal transportation system is going to be sitting empty there, or center, whatever the hell it's called. Kirk Cross is this great guy who is a friend of the show, is a wonderful human being, loves motorcycles. He helped put the tot in Totterdale. At least that's what he keeps telling him. And he posted this on Facebook, and I wanted to share some of this with you. Kirk Cross. Regarding the situation at East Ohio Regional Hospital, for those who don't know, they shut down, I guess, for good end of last week. I've been telling people about this, but for a number of reasons, not the least of which is one of my clients, Serena Heckathorn. Serena Heckathorn is gold, has been gearing up to handle the flood of people looking for health care, low-cost health insurance now, it's, you know, especially from if they had worked at East Ohio Regional Hospital, but also health, not only health, but also life insurance. If you've had life insurance with East Ohio Regional Hospital and you think you're still covered with life insurance, you better double check. Because a lot of times, a lot of people don't know this. I didn't know this until they told me this recently, that the when you have life insurance with an employer, if you lose your job, if they fire you, you quit, or whatever the hell it happens to be, laid off, many times, not all the time, but many times, that life insurance ends. You think you're still covered, but you're not. So not only with health insurance, but also life insurance. So I've been telling people about Serena Heckathorn, Health Markets Insurance Agency, and all that. So I've been all over this. Went there with the protest and handed out cookies from the Fat Apple and told people to hang in there and posted lots and lots of pictures of the protest on Facebook. So I'm doing what I can. It's not much, but I'm doing what I can. So anyway, Kirk Cross. This is what he posted. We got lots of really important questions here regarding this. Regarding the situation at East Ohio Regional Hospital, I think something needs to be pointed out to the ownership, Yeah, this means you, Dr. Johnson. I find it a bit ironic, and not in a good way, that in your professional life you are well known to have been an advocate of mental health. But I just wondered if it ever crossed your mind that one of the worst things someone can do to people who depend on you for their very subsistence, take away their job, including a paycheck, insurance, retirement, so they can provide for their family, pay bills, afford health care, etc. But instead, my wife and her co-workers anxiously wait and check their bank accounts each day with absolutely no clue if or when they'll ever get paid. So you have not only deprived them of their livelihood and money owed, but have created a whole new set of mental health conditions, such as stress, anxiety, and depression. Quote, do no harm? Question mark. Bravo, sir. You're not only a failure at business, but in your own professional capacity as a doctor. You, sir, are the epitome of evil. One can only hope karma comes along and takes everything from you. You're a POS of the highest order. POS, POS, the hell's that? All right, Kirk Cross, Facebook. And I think Kirk captures a lot of the feelings that so many of us have regarding East Ohio Regional Hospital. It is the Belmont Buzz.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. 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 What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Why should you want to know?
There are lots and lots of questions here regarding East Ohio Regional Hospital and this Doc Johnson. What do we really know about this guy? I mean, the city of Wheeling swallowed it hook, line, and sinker. Oh, yes, this Doc Johnson, he's going to turn Wheeling Pit Building into lofts, and everything's going to be wonderful. Let's build him a parking garage. This whole stuff with East Ohio Regional Hospital, so many questions. Who's on the board of directors? Are there any local people? I see nothing in the media here about who is on the board of directors. Presumably there is one for East Ohio Regional Hospital. How did they not know what was going on here? And what did they do about it? Did they withhold important information from the employees, from the patients, from the public? When did they first know there were problems? And again, what did the board do about those problems? What about local people in the community, especially in Martins Ferry? I don't know what Mayor Davies knew or didn't know. I have no earthly idea. In fact, I should reach out to him. In fact, I will reach out to him. But how many other people have been associated with this East Ohio Regional Hospital, and now I don't see any of them anywhere? Didn't East Ohio Regional Hospital get all sorts of grants, federal, state, local grants or waivers, all sorts of sweetheart deals. I believe they did. And so the question now is, what happened to the money? What happened to all that money? How closely are people looking at this Doc Johnson? Is anybody really paying attention to the money? They owe the citizens of Belmont County a heck of a lot in real estate taxes. Why haven't they been paid? Is it time to call the Attorney General? It's that serious.